Good morning, Goshen County. This is Jeff Hawes, president for Eastern Wyoming College, and excited to be here with you after the new year. I hope and trust everyone had a great Christmas and a time to celebrate, you know, with your family and friends, as well as entering a new year with a lot of hope and opportunity. And today, really excited to have some special guests in our program that are going to talk a lot about things that we think are big with hope and opportunity. And we're going to start off our program today with our director of our foundation, Lisa Johnson. And Lisa, I know that you've had an opportunity. You've been in this particular role now just a little, almost 6 months. And in fact, if you could share with us some of the things that are going on at the foundation here at the college.
Well, good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. Yes, I've hit that 6 month mark, and I feel like I still have a lot to learn, but it's really exciting. Like you said, there's so much opportunity with the foundation and the things that we can do to help and support Eastern Wyoming College. We're excited that the college is celebrating 75 years and the foundation is celebrating 60 years. The foundation was formed in 1964 solely to provide support for Eastern Wyoming College, and we've got some fun things coming up to do just that.
Outstanding. And I know that we have a special event that's actually coming up here this weekend, and I think we call it Sagebrush and Roses. And can you talk about that a little bit?
You bet. We call it, it's the Denim and Diamonds Gala, right? Or the black tie and blue jeans gala. You can call it whatever you want.
Okay, very good.
But you need to come and have fun. But it's coming up January 27th. It starts at 6 p.m. with a no-host cocktail hour out at the Rendezvous Center at the Goshen County Fairgrounds. Dinner will be served at 7. And I think one of the highlights of that event every year is because we get to introduce our community to all of the ag students that are here on campus. And so that definitely is one of the highlights. And then, of course, we have a silent auction and a live auction. And so it's not too late to get tickets.
Excellent. And so the food is always outstanding at this event.
Yes, it's a gourmet plated dinner served by our ag students, and it's catered by Terry Luttrell, and this year it's Surf and Turf.
Outstanding. So what are the funds used for that are raised at this event?
Okay, I'm glad you asked. So I should back up just a little bit and talk about the foundation as a whole. Over the years, we've been the beneficiary of, we've grown that fund, the funds that we have up to about $18 million. But our board is very frugal with those funds, and only a certain percentage of those funds are spent each year. So when people leave money in honor of a loved one or something, that can go for scholarships or it can go to other purposes on the campus, such as building the Ag Technology Education Center. So those are the kinds of things that the foundation does with those funds, mainly scholarships and then to help grow the campus. But we had a conversation this fall about how do we support the growth of enrollment for the college? How do we support the competitive teams? And our livestock judging Coach Miller said, you know, she thinks that we could have two busloads of students traveling to judging competitions. And so that's on our radar. But one thing that we could do really easily was they needed a new cargo trailer to haul luggage and all the equipment for the competitive teams. So we're pretty excited that we've got a brand new cargo trailer that's all decked out in EWC colors, and it's going to be on display at our event this year. But probably even more exciting than that is our foundation committed $100,000 in scholarships for livestock judging and show team.
And both of those items literally just happened this last fall. And so it came out of planning and processes with our new coach, who actually is in our studio today, and we'll be talking to her. And in fact, let's just do that right now. Coach Miller, if we could take a second, because like Lisa, Lisa Johnson does not need to be introduced in this community. People know Lisa, and this what's exciting about having you join our team here at the college is you're also known in this community, and your family is here from Torrington, and joining the college, you're bringing a wealth of knowledge and experience and livestock judging and opportunities for our youth. And we'd love to hear just from you for a minute. Just what are some of your goals as you think about moving forward?
Yeah, good morning. Like Dr. Haas said, I'm from here in Torrington. I grew up here, and I actually just graduated last May with my bachelor's degree from Colorado State and joined the team here at EWC pretty quick, and I'm thankful to be here. I have some big goals, and I'm hoping to see a lot of growth here and some pretty quick turnaround. A few of them that I think I told Dr. Haas and even in my job interview that I talked about was to have a team hit the top 10 at one of the four national contests and hopefully all of the four national contests here within the next few years. My biggest goal right now is working on recruiting. There's so many opportunities to pull kids in from all around the country. I mean, the judging programs I was in, when I was in junior college, I had teammates from Florida, from California, from Georgia, and that's the kind of thing that I'm hoping to get here at Eastern Wyoming College.
Outstanding. And you have a special guest with you here today, and would you make an introduction? I'm really excited to talk to one of our judges.
I do, yes, sir. So today I have my lone sophomore here with us, McKeely Michelson. I'll let her introduce herself and talk a little bit about where she's from.
Yeah, so my name's McKeely Michelson. I originally grew up in Kearney, Nebraska. I've always been involved in the livestock industry, judging, showing, rodeoing, all sorts of stuff. I came to Eastern Wyoming College specifically to judge, so that's pretty exciting.
So as you've had your chance to start here, now you're in your second year here at the college, and what's been your most I'm gonna have to take a little side trip just from judging for a second. What's been your most memorable experience at your time here at EWC?
I think my most memorable experience would probably be Denver this year. I know you said from judging, but
okay, that's okay. We'll accept the judging.
Yep. Paige and I went to Denver. We just got back last week. Had a good time with her. As she said, I'm the lone sophomore, so it was only me, but it was still pretty fun.
Outstanding. And of course, when you step into these competitive environments, what draws you to livestock judging? And, you know, there are a lot of students across this country from 4-H and FFA from a very young age that get a start, and their families are in this industry and they're raising cattle. And I mean, this is something of passion. It's about learning and growing, putting those skills to use of learning how to evaluate animals. Where did you get your start from? I'm curious.
So my sister and I actually competed in 4-H. So I definitely got the start there. And I've just always been interested in the livestock industry. My grandparents farm, so it was pretty easy to get into it and take a right step.
Now, where do you plan on going after, you know, so you're a sophomore here, so there will be a next step for you. And what are your plans for the future? Where do you plan on going after you leave EWC? And again, what are your future career goals?
Yeah, so I'm currently majoring in agriculture education, and I'm still a little bit undecided of where I want to go. I have it narrowed down to two colleges, but then hopefully be an ag teacher as well as an FFA advisor and share my passions with agriculture.
I think that's a great goal. I'm a former ag educator myself, and you know, in fact, that's not new to EWC. We've had a number of people who've worked at this college that were former agricultural education teachers, and even other past presidents who were former agricultural education teachers. And it's a great goal to have, because again, it's about seeding into the future and helping show people what these opportunities are. So Coach, if I could just go back to you for a second, as you think about the future, and you know, you come in here and you have some great students that love agriculture, they love livestock judging, they come from that strong ag background. I know one of your goals is to continuing to recruit that type of student. And so can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. And one thing I say all the time, my biggest goal is to create good livestock people and help develop young individuals who can make life decisions, who can take on leadership roles, and just learn to be around other people and to work with other people, which will give them the ability to go on throughout their lives and be successful. That's my biggest goal. And some people, a lot of other coaches may say their biggest goal is to win competitions. Yes, certainly. I would love to do that, and I know we are going to do that. But first and foremost, I'd like to develop these kids into what they want to be and giving them all the opportunities that they have to do so.
And that's exactly why we have these types of teams on our campus. And it's about developing people that will one day be leaders. And I've spent over 30 years now working not just with transfer students from all backgrounds, but specifically these students that are looking at these ag transfer pathways, and watching them from the high schools I've taught and the university that I worked at and a prior community college experience. And I know I'm going to see the same thing here. These people are going out and entering every facet of every sector of the ag industry, taking these skills into many different fields. And some would all love to return back to the farm and ranch. And I know in my own experience, it's the same thing. I have four brothers. Well, there's not enough room on the family farm for five of us. And so at the end of it, that's a pretty common experience. So what are these people with this vested interest and passion in agriculture going to do? I think, Paige, what you just said is exactly what our role and mission is here, providing that education and training to make sure people are equipped for those types of opportunities. And if I could, Coach, I'd like to ask you one more thing. You know, you're not just coaching here. You've started teaching our livestock eval courses this past year, which we're really excited about you coming and providing that experience. But we also see other areas where this is going to grow and blossom. What are you excited about at the college above and beyond with the livestock program? What are the things you're thinking about?
Yeah, so I've experienced a lot of support from a few individuals in particular, Dr. Haas, John Hansen, Lisa Johnson, and Dr. Debbie Oshner. And I think they have all encouraged me and supported me when it comes to furthering my own education so that I can go on and take on some more of those courses and have more opportunities to connect with the kids. I'm really excited about that. Like I said, I just graduated with my bachelor's degree last May, so not the oldest and certainly not the wisest, but I'm hopefully going to be able to develop my own skills and knowledge as well.
We're actually quite confident you're going to, and here's one thing I've had since you've arrived, as a lot of community members show a lot of excitement, and I've talked to foundation members, board of trustees. They want to see these things flourish and thrive here at EWC, and they're very excited about you joining this team and putting your skill sets to use in again your home. And so we're really excited about that. Go ahead. Did you have something else you wanted to share, Paige?
I will say my situation is kind of unique. I never imagined that I would be a livestock judging coach, but it kind of fell in my lap. I knew I wanted to come home, and the position was open, and I'm very grateful that that opportunity kind of arose right in front of me. I say it all the time. The community support is amazing. I'm actually, not to keep talking about myself, but I'm the only collegiate livestock judging coach that is coaching in their hometown. So I think that's very, very cool. And it's awesome to already have those connections within the community and to continue making them as well.
That's outstanding. And again, we are really excited about that. I was in Lingle not too many months ago, just stopping, filling up with gas, and I had a parent come and approach me, and I really regret because I did not ask her name. I can't believe have someone saying what I'm going to tell you, but I thought it was really exciting, and I had a parent come up and say, did you just hire a new livestock coach in Paige Miller? And I said, yes, we did. And she said, you know, my son was looking at options and was really interested in exploring when she heard Paige was coming to EWC, said, Mom, I think I might be interested in going there. I'm going to tell you, that was right out of the gate. I think it's exciting. I think you're bringing some energy into the program. And I think it's some things that, again, we talk about the future. These are the types of things we're excited to bring to the college and provide additional support and resources into the
KGOS KERM is conducting a test of the emergency alert system. KGOS KERM serves the Goshen County area.
State of Donna Beth Downer. So she's definitely a very beloved person in our community, and her estate just gifted a little over $400,000 to the foundation. A fourth of that is going to go to a Hovey scholarship that was already established. And that scholarship, until this large gift, was established by gifts of 20 dollars and higher. So anyone in the community can support the work of the college. And then another fourth of that those dollars is going to be used for to provide travel expenses for any of the students for the exciting educational opportunities that they might have off of the campus. And then half of those funds we're going to save for future capital projects to benefit the ag program. So I just thought the community might appreciate knowing that. We certainly just feel so grateful to all the people in the community and outside the community that support Eastern Wyoming College.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And the work of this foundation will continue to move forward, supporting the young people like McKaylee here in our audience. It's again here in the studio today. And there are a lot of individuals that have historically made this foundation what it is today. And when you talk about having an endowment like Director Johnson has referred to in the amount of, did you say just over $17 million?
The total assets that the foundation has is around $17 million. Part of those are endowed funds. About $1 million of that is unrestricted funds that we can use for projects as they come up.
Absolutely. And when you heard Director Johnson talk about that conservative approach, and what that refers to really is looking at the interest-bearing part of that endowment, right? And that endowment sets there generating interest every year. And a percentage of that, and I think it's about 3.5% that the foundation annually gives off that. So you never really eliminate the endowment. The endowment just stays there generating a new base of funds year in and year out. And that amount is pretty significant. And what is that roughly?
Well, I think when you were talking about what came to mind is the dollars that we spend on scholarships. So you mentioned 3.5%. That's what we budget from the funds that we have available. So the scholarship funds, which most of those are endowed funds, it's about $300,000 of scholarships that come from the foundation. And then we process another, like, it's double the amount of scholarships that come to EWC students, because some students bring those scholarships with them, but the foundation is that mechanism so that those donors receive the tax benefits from their generosity.
And again, I just want to leave on that note that not an ounce of that support is even possible without the community that has stepped in over the years to not only assist this foundation in achieving these types of goals, but they're having a direct impact on scholarshiping many students that, just like McKaylee, that are choosing us to be their academic home. So before we go, I'm just going to one last question to our student in the audience again today, for our audience. Again, where did you decide you're going to go next? Have you made that determination? And what do you see as that final college decision? Are you still in processing of that?
Yeah, so I am still processing where I want to go. I do have it narrowed down to two universities, but
if you don't want to say them on air, you don't have to. We won't make you do that.
I will say, McKaylee and I haven't known each other very long, obviously just this year when I've been her coach and her teacher, but I am trying like heck to convince her to carry on her livestock judging career and do that at a senior college as well. So we're working on that. If you see her around, try and convince her for me.
Absolutely. We will all do that. And lastly, I'm going to just defer to Director Johnson, who closed out our program today, just sharing some final information for our audience.
Okay. If you would like to get tickets for Sagebrush and Roses, the website is EWCSagebrushAndRoses.com. Tickets are $75 a person. Surf and turf dinner, lots of fun. Call us at the foundation or just go through that website if you have any questions. We'd love to see you out there.
Outstanding. And thank you for that final note. And so we all hope to see you at Sagebrush and Roses this coming Saturday. And so with that, on behalf of Lancer Live program here at EWC, we just wish you all a great week. Thank you.